he's in his house today. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, today you are able to proclaim the Lord God is my provider. What Christ Jesus did for you and I upon the cross of Calvary, we cannot allow mankind to forget. Today we join together, believing upon the Lord Jesus, proclaiming that He is our healer. We are able to declare by His shed blood, I have been set free. Church, the Word of God reminds you and I today, as you place your faith in Him, He is your strength for every circumstance. Speaking to the one that dwells in the house of the Lord, in the presence of God. For the one who places his unwavering trust in the Lord. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 84, the Lord God is as a sun. Glory to God. It is God that illuminates. It is God that invigorates. It is Christ Jesus, the very Word of God, that is the light to the world, to you and I today. It is the Word of God that is a light. What does the Word of God say? Unto our path. Leading us into every direction that we are to trod for His name's sake. It is the power of God that sustains life as the sun does for the earth. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. My God is my provider. Blessed, verse 12 says there, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Church, we may live in a society that gives honor to the ways of the world. However, church, as the child of God, you are able to stand upon the very promises of the Word of God, declaring, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, glory. Can you see it now? This old world, there may be sin and the sting of death all around, but as a child of God, you are able to proclaim and say, thank you, Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. We are able to declare today, church, as we come before the Lord God in worship, as I hold on to Christ, my Savior, as I declare His word over my life, we are able to declare there is power in the blood. As we come before the Lord God, opening His word today, let us once again bow our heads before the Lord. Father God, I ask, Lord God, that as this word is delivered today, Lord God, that you will speak to your people. Lord God, knowing that you have gathered us here for this moment in time. You have gathered us here today, Lord God, that you might groom us, teach us, and bring us closer unto thyself. This we ask and we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. As we continue in the line of thought with a theme of praise, today I'm speaking from Romans 5. I've titled today's teaching simply, My Joy is in the Lord. Can you proclaim that with me today? My joy is in the Lord. As you turn in Scripture today to Romans 5, know that it is here that we find a systematic outline of Christian doctrine. As we study this today, as God speaks to you by His Word, I believe that you can join me in declaring, my joy is in the Lord. Come along with me in Romans 5. We see here as the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Rome. He has already greeted the people of God, declaring in chapter 1 that he is a servant of God. He is separated as a servant of Christ Jesus. He is separated unto the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And that through Jesus Christ, he has received grace and apostleship. 1 and 5, he says it like this, in order to bring obedience of faith for the sake of his name, Jesus, among all nations, including you, he says, the church, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Church, today I desire for you to hear God's word. Knowing that you are called of Christ Jesus. Called first to believe upon Him. Called then to walk in your testimony. Called to belong to Jesus. As you walk in your calling, I believe that you will be found singing from the heart, my joy is in the Lord. Today, by the word of God, you will find multiple reasons to joy in God, your Savior. Beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the ESV today. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time God died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, perhaps, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than, verse 9, being now justified, made righteous by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement, reparation, reconciliation, the atonement. May God add blessing and understanding to the reading of his word today. As I looked at this scripture text, I could not help but thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life that I find only by and through you. I ask you today, church, do you see Christ Jesus as the one who has provided your justification, making all things right with God your Father? Today we find by the scriptures, Jesus Christ, that he is the one and the only one who provides to you total restoration for the relationship between you and your Father God. The relationship which once was fractured by sin. That which is contrary to the word of the Lord. It is he that, as you place your faith in him, he makes, he renders you righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21 reminds us, for he, God, had made him, his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, to be sin for us. You see, he, Christ Jesus, he became the bearer of the sin of mankind upon that cross of Calvary. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him of glory. Church, outside of the righteousness of Christ Jesus, the Word of God reminds us we are unrighteous, unclean. The Word of God even goes on as far as to say that we are as filthy rags. But in Christ Jesus, here in our text today, the apostle writes, verse 1, therefore, being justified, being made the righteousness of God by faith, we have received what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus. Church, isn't God good? Hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Amen.
He has already provided the way to restoration even when we were yet dead in sin. I trust you can join with me today as in declaring before God, Father God, I want to thank you for the peace that only you can provide. Church, we are receiving here today by the word of God, the promises of God through his word, as we believe, as we have faith in Christ Jesus as our Savior, the Lord of our life, we have peace in him. How many of you can say that if you were to anchor yourself in the ways of the world, looking for peace, it will fail every time? Because of Christ, as you walk with him, and as you talk with him, all glory to God, as you learn of him, as we place our trust in him, as you become, as he teaches, grafted into the vine, as you yield and are baptized by the Holy Spirit, as you become the child of God that he is calling you to be. How many of you can say, I have not arrived into the perfect place where God wants me, even as of yet? God is always looking to do something new, I believe, with each and every faithful child of God. I believe he's always looking to bring us to a new level of maturity in him. God brings you close. He brings you nigh unto himself. From the Old Testament through the New Testament, we are promised by the Word of God. As we turn our minds toward Him, He will keep us in perfect peace. Complete satisfaction as we rest in His will and in His grace. Not only on Monday or Friday, but my God declares, He desires to grant unto you His peace, knowing that you are one with Him. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you name the day, you name the hour, and I believe that God is there to grant unto you the very peace of His will and His grace. When the voice of the enemy, when the voice of the world, they may relentlessly remind and oppress, the Word of God gives to you where the Spirit of the Lord is. Ah, from last week, there is liberty. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus. I want to thank God that I can walk in the very freedom that my God gives me. You may be saying, well, Pastor, I'm not sure that I can claim that I have that complete peace. More often than not, if you can say that you are living according to the Word of God, yet not in peace. More often than not, it is due to the fact that you are failing to apply the Word of God for exactly what the Lord God is saying. You may recall hearing the statement that at one time or another, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Church, I believe that that's where we ought to be with the Word of God. If God says it, we are to believe it. And that is to be the end all, say all. It's settled. By the very Word of God, there is only one thing that our God, He cannot do. And that is lie. As our God declares His Word over your life, over your family, over your community, over our church, that which He begins, He will bring to completion. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. This is what I believe God is saying to us by His Word today. We are able to thank God today in the very words of Isaiah. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Church, if you want peace in your home, begin to proclaim the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you want peace in everyday struggles of life, begin to trust and personalize the Word of God. My God is good. He is my stronghold. Begin to proclaim He is my protector in my day of trouble. Today, the Word of God, the promises of God, give you reason to have your joy be anchored in Him as you place your faith in Christ Jesus. What is faith? Repetitively, we bring this before the people of God that day in and day out, that your faith is simply described as the substance, the reality of things hoped for. The evidence your faith is the evidence of things not yet seen. Church, as you place your faith in the saving grace of Christ Jesus, you cannot but abound in the promises of God. As you place your faith in Christ Jesus, the Word of God promises that The peace with God is found only by faith in Him and Him alone. 1 Peter 3:8 reminds us, for Christ has also suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring to us God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, that He might bring us to God. Thanks be to God, church, who has provided us the victory through the Lord Jesus. We have reason today to praise our Lord Jesus. We have reason today to say, once again, Lord God, I approach Your table. I receive of the sacrament today, declaring that as I partake in remembrance of Thee, Lord God, once again, Your salvation will rain down over me. Your healing power will be imparted unto me. For by Your stripes, I have already been healed. Look with me, if you will. Go back to verse 2 of our text. For your second and third reason for joy today, we have peace with God through faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 2, through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Church, today, your second reason for joy is because Christ is. Because of who He is, He is your access to God the Father by faith. Meaning that we have the assurance today that we are in favor with God. Today, because of your faith in Christ Jesus, you gain the undeserved favor, the grace, with your Father God. Oh, church, why can you say you gain favor? As you come to Christ, by and through Christ, you become the heir to the kingdom of God. Nobody can tell me that that's not favor. Undeserved, highly honored before the Lord God we are. You receive the favor of adoption into the family of God. In the example of Job, you are able to say unto the Lord God today, Thou hast granted me life and favor, and Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Oh, glory to God. From Job 10:12. The psalmist wrote out of Psalm 5, For Thou, O Lord, wilt bless the righteous. How much? With what? With favor. Will Thou compass him as a shield. I don't know about you today, church, but I want to thank my God that He is my shield. The enemy would like to destroy each and every soul turned in faith before the Lord Jesus. But I want to thank God that He is a shield of protection. He encompasses me round about with His shield of protection by His grace. Amen. You are protected from the very hand of the enemy. The enemy does not have any power that we do not allow him to have over our lives. For we serve the one who is greater. Amen. In every fashion, church. My joy. I want to thank my God as I look around me and I see how God has protected me from yesterday, how He's protected me today, and how I believe and know He will protect me for my tomorrow. I want to thank God that there can be nothing else found within me but joy for my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, church, man will be so excited ways of the world, that we will see catastrophes, which just happened in the state of Texas this past weekend. All for the satisfaction of the natural in the moment of the day. Church, the Lord Jesus has granted unto you His work, His honor, His love, that is for the satisfaction for all eternity. I've got reason to jump and shout before my Lord Jesus today. Let not the world silence your praise before the Lord Jesus. Nothing is greater in life than what Jesus Christ has poured out, given to you freely. By faith in Him, He compasses you about as a shield. He hath preserved the work of the Lord Jesus, given freely to you, has preserved and quickened your spirit. That which once was dead in the old man, glory to God, hath passed away, and all things. The Word of God does not say partial. The Word of God says that as you rest in your faith in Him, all things become new. By faith, verse 2, into this grace in which we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hope in the glory of God. I trust today you are truly placing your hope in Christ Jesus. How many of you can testify? If we allow our hope for tomorrow to ride on the sincerity of people, friends, government, stock markets, the employer, even our best of neighbors, anyone except Christ Jesus. Your hope may be alive and well today, and it may be gone tomorrow. Speaking of hope and joy, the Apostle Paul, he wrote to the Philippians at 1:20, he says, our earnest expectation and hope should be that with all boldness that Christ would be magnified in us. He went on to write, so long as I am here in this life, I am with you for the furtherance of your joy and your faith. Oh, blessed be the holy name of Jesus. Church, there is power in the blood. The power of the blood. The power of what Christ Jesus has manifested and given unto you as you believe upon Him. It brings eternal joy. Amen. Hallelujah. As we know from recent studies, you have a testimony and an encouragement to give to others as you walk in your faith. You are either going to have your hope, the reason for your joy, wrongly placed in the things of this world, or you are going to place your hope, the reason for your joy, in the promises of the Lord God. Today the Word of God is declaring your hope is to be in Christ Jesus. Today I trust that you're looking for that blessed hope. As Titus declares, the glorious appearing of our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 3 of our text, let your eyes go back to the Word of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. Church, throughout this teaching, the Apostle Paul, he's accomplishing two purposes. Enlisting, as he lists these reasons for rejoicing in the Lord, he is bringing us to the understanding that as we place our faith in our risen Lord Jesus, as we purpose to live according to the Word, in the midst of trials and even sufferings, our life with Christ Jesus as our Lord is a life with blessings from our Lord God. He is assuring us that our own righteousness is not of our own works, but our righteousness, all that is right with God, is found only in our faith and through our faithful walk with the Lord Jesus. Only in Christ Jesus will we find the experience of what the Word of God is declaring here today, everlasting joy. Your fourth reason for joy here is the building of character. Tribulations bring patience. Patience brings experience. And experience brings forth hope. Glory to God. Tribulations work for the true child of God, not against him. Suffering for Christ builds our Christian character. Tribulation builds patience, which in turn builds proven character, which builds hope in Christ Jesus. Your character is proven by the response to tribulation. I also want you to notice, Nehemiah declared, in the experiences of suffering, trials, or tribulations, the one who keeps his eye on the Lord will be able to say of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord. When we are weak, his strength becomes our strength. Your fifth reason for joy in the Lord here today, the blessed Holy Spirit. Church, once you allow yourself to become rooted with Christ, dying to self in order that Christ might be manifested wholly through you, striving and seeking to be more like Him, taking on the full character of God, and having hope. Verse 5. Hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. How? Through the Holy Spirit who has been given unto us. I want to thank my God I do not stand alone. I want to thank my God that in every situation of life, I've got the blessed Holy Spirit not only with me, but in me. I want to thank God that I'm able to call upon the power of the Holy Spirit for my today. I'm able to carry out a call unto the Holy Spirit for my situation of tomorrow. Here you see, church, the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the pouring out of God's love within. Verse 8. God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While you were dead in sin, whether it is yesterday, last month, or years ago, I want you to know that the miracle working power of the grace of the Lord Jesus out daily unto you, providing for your reconciliation. Verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, much more, now that we've been reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. I want to thank God that by the power of the Lord Jesus, I am being made whole. The very meaning of the word saved. I want to thank God that I am being made whole in every situation, physical, spiritually, and in every situation that He brings. I'm being made whole. God is so good. We are kept. We are protected. We are held in the very palm of His hand. Through the tribulations of life, all by His love poured out to you by the power of the blessed Holy Spirit. You see, church, the unbeatable combination of faith, hope, and love, they give to you the ability to withstand the trials of life. And all this is possible because of Christ Jesus. Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Whosoever believeth upon Him should not perish, but have life everlasting. Today you are justified. You are made righteous. Free by His grace. That amazing grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. By the power of His shed blood for you and I today. My joy is found in the Lord. Look with me in closing to verse 9. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. My God sees me. He sees you as His own. He sees you as a child brought to the throne of grace by the shed blood of Jesus. Verse 11 says, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. By Christ Jesus, you have received atonement and reconciliation. The atonement meaning the exchange. By Christ Jesus, you are freely given the exchange of life and forgiveness. You are freely given reconciliation with God. In exchange for the darkness of this world, the sting of death, and the unrighteousness of sin. Today, by the promises of the Word of God, for your joy, for your rejoicing, for your gladness, you can declare today, my joy is found in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. We go to the Lord in worship today in closing. Amazing.